It is an honor and it's a privilege to be here this morning with you. And I thank you for listening. And also, why don't you call someone that you may know might need to hear some of the things that we're going to be saying here, because I'm going to be talking a little bit about maximizing your creative power from my new book, because we want you to be able to have this new year much, much better than it was last year. And that begins within yourself, as you as an individual. And I said it earlier and I'll say it again, you are much more than what you have become. And we have all of us have been taught to live within man-made parameters and have been in a vicious cycle of thinking that we needed something outside of ourselves in order to maintain our lives and to accomplish the things that we would like to accomplish. We do need people. That's a fact. We need each other. But it begins with us. Love begins with you as an individual, and everything that comes forth in your life is a result of what's going on within you. You see, and when we do need each other, like I said, but you have to start learning how to develop the confidence in who God has made you. We were created in the image and likeness of God, and so you have to understand that God has given you some creative abilities to enable you to live life the way you desire to live it. See, when you begin to look at history and you begin to look at the education system and everything, all of these things was designed to keep people in to keep that working class of people going. You know, this came out of Greek thought, you know, that they had to be a ruling class, a military class, and a working class, and there was only a handful of people that were born to rule. But you are ruler. You are a leader. Everybody is a leader. And the only reason why we follow until we can get to a place where we can lead. And that's why we have to be good followers and good servants so we can be good leaders. So it's important for us to realize that where a lot of this stuff has come from, to make us believe that there's only a few people that's supposed to be over us. And this is not true. This just came out of another man-made idea. But God wants you to know this morning that you're very special to him. And because you're so special to him, he doesn't want you to feel like you're limited. He doesn't want you to feel like if you have lost your job that there's no hope and you got to go get on welfare. And, you know, thank God that we live in a country where we can go and get some assistance if we need it. But he don't expect you to live like that for the rest of your life. You have too much on the inside of you, and we have to get past some things so we can begin to realize that I am able to take care of myself. I am able. I do have some creative ideas that I can use to help me to live the type of life that I want to live. It's wonderful if you have a job this morning. There's nothing wrong with a job. But if you look at the world today, and if you look at the unemployment rate, if you look at what's going on around us, how long do you think you're going to have that job? You know, when I was younger, I'm 60 now, but when I was a lot younger, you know, a good job at the post office, and they would tell us to get a job working for the state and working for the county, and, you know, if you land one of those jobs, I mean, you're set for life. But how true is that now? With all these major places laying people off and shutting things down, and grocery stores and everywhere, you know, everybody's cutting back because of what's going on in the economy. And so if you have a job this morning, you should be thinking about some things that you can do even now while you're still working on some things in case that job is not there when you need it. If you have something going for you right now, even though you're working on a part-time basis, you know, looking at spending maybe 2 or 3 hours in the evening working on something to help you make a transition if that ever needs to be. And the way society is looking right now, that's a great possibility. So you don't want to just sit and wait until everything is gone and then try to start doing something, because then you start working out of your anxiety. You start working out of desperation. And these are not good conditions, mental conditions, to try to create anything or get anything really going in your life. But while things may be reasonably comfortable, is a good time for you to start thinking about enhancing what you're doing and moving into some other things to help bring some income into your life. I know Bishop T.D. Jakes has been teaching for years that you need at least 7 streams of income. If you had 7 streams of income, if one stopped, for instance, if the job stopped, then you got 6 more incomes coming in from different places. But the time to get started is while you are reasonably sure and calm in your thinking, and not wait till you get into a panic mode and say, how am I going to pay this, and how am I going to meet my mortgage, and how am I, you know, and now you're in a place where you cannot create, you're in a place of panic. So this is a good time. If things are going fairly well for you now, you really need to consider some things that need to take place in your life so you can be prepared. We always need to work at being prepared. No one was prepared for this economic downturn but those that had money. And people that have money today, they are capitalizing off of this economy. You know, people that have money know how to keep making money even in this economy. And that's because they have tapped into who they are. They have a creativity that they're working with. And that's why a man that has a millionaire can lose his money and get it back, because they lost material things, but they have the creative ability on the inside of them to know how to get it back again. And that's what I'm talking about today, maximizing your creative power. So it doesn't matter what happens. You know, if you lose a house, if you lose a car, whatever you may lose, it's a thing, and you can get it again if you knew what it took to get it the first time. And if you don't need to be thinking that it's a job that's going to continue to sustain you. And so I'm coming here this morning wanting you to really understand just who God has made you and the ability that God has put in every one of us. You've got to have some confidence in yourself and the abilities that God has given us all. In nature, have you ever thought about looking at nature? I mean, sometimes we're so busy, we don't have time to look at anything but trying to get bills paid. But if you ever took a look at nature and the birds and the things that God made in nature, God put within them a success instinct. They have success mechanism within them, and they can navigate. For instance, a bird can navigate over open seas. A bird can travel miles, many, many miles to get to warmer climates because of what God has put in that bird. And when you see him flying in that V formation, you know, that I learned that first bird that's in the lead there, he does something is going on with the wind and the resistance with that first bird to enable the rest of them to fly with a little less resistance. It's a powerful thing that God has done in nature, and again, these birds can navigate great distances. They never went to school. Birds don't go to navigation school. Birds don't have classrooms for this. They are just born knowing what to do. I think that's very powerful that God has given all of nature its own success instinct. The same thing with a squirrel, for instance, that's born in the spring, doesn't have any nut gathering classes, but when it's close to winter, that squirrel automatically knows what it needs to do. So I want you to understand, if God did this for nature in Matthew chapter 6, he said, aren't you much better than this? So you need to know that God didn't just give nature the ability to do what it needs to do to be successful in life, but he gave you much more. And you have to make choices, though. These birds and these animals are instinct, and they don't make choices, but you can make a choice this morning. Jesus said again, are you much better than they? So why would the Creator give nature success mechanisms and not you? Why give the birds instincts to succeed and not you? You're created in the image and likeness of God. I want you to come out this morning at 10 o'clock and be a part of our service. That's all the time we have, but I got a lot more to say, but we're out of time. But come out this morning and be blessed by my bishop, Bishop E. Bernard Jordan. God may have a special word for your life to help you really get on track in January 2013. And I invite you, personal invitation to you, to come out and take part of what God is doing here. We really want to teach you and help you to know how to live after church is over with. God bless you.
My brothers and sisters, if you'd like to hear this message over again, remember you can go to www.gospelforjesus.com to listen to the message. It will be posted there for your listening pleasure. You can download it into your iPhones or put it in your computer. Bishop Caleb Kinja, I want to thank you for bringing us a word from the Lord this morning.
And I want to thank you for having me here and thank those that were listening. I pray that something was said that would bless your life today.